Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art, and welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Stephen Towns, a Baltimore-based artist who currently has an exhibition of extraordinary quilts on view at the BMA. We are very, very proud to be the first museum to present Stephen's work. And as one of the Sondheim Prize finalists this year, his work will appear again at the BMA in the show opening on June 20th. So quite a year. Stephen, congratulations.
Lots. Yeah, lots
and thank
of
you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
So I want to know about your interest in quilting and why it's important to your work.
Sure. The first quilt, the behemoth of the show at the BMA, is Birth of a Nation. And I started doing it because I tried to communicate a message in different ways, but quilting was the only way that I could do it. And it was a great way for me to connect to a history of African-American culture.
And so one of the things that interests me about your quilting is that you've managed to engage a history of painting through a kind of material that one doesn't associate with history painting, typically. So why not paint in this instance? Why quilting?
So a lot of my work is about the history of American slavery and the idea of working and labor. And for me, painting is not necessarily easy, but quilting is harder, and it takes a lot of steps. It's very formalized, and there's a lot of work that goes into it. So for me, it's about the labor of making the quilt, and it's meditative at the same time.
So I want to talk a little bit more specifically about the title, Rumination and the Reckoning, and then the relationship between that title and the exhibition's narrative.
Yeah, so the actual show is about Nat Turner's rebellion. He led a rebellion in 1831. It was interesting for me to talk about this very violent story in nonviolent ways and sort of juxtaposing the idea of the violence of slavery against this violent, rebellious act. Though it created a level of uncomfortableness making this work and learning about that story, I wanted to reckon with it, just like I'm continually reckoning with America's history.
It seems to me, in the 21st century, in 2018, portraiture is having a moment of the most profound sort. And we can be even more specific and say portraiture being created by Black Americans is having a moment of tremendous ascendance. And it so happens that you are a Black artist living and working in Baltimore and making these extraordinary figurative quilts. Amy Sherald, another artist we've had on this program, just painted to great acclaim the
yes.
former First Lady Michelle Obama. You offer any notional explanation for why portraiture is so important right now, and maybe even specifically in Baltimore?
I think it was the idea of representation. I remember growing up and learning about art, and there was not very much representation of people of color in art, but it sort of flourished, and I would attribute a lot of it to Instagram, actually. Like, there is a plethora of images of people of color now. And so I want to just continually use that in my work. It feels like the right moment at the right time.
Just to close with a question about the exhibition at the BMA. It's in the Berman Gallery, where we focus on textiles within the American wing, which has been a very historically white space within the museum. This is an insertion of great difference in that space. And I wonder whether you, as an artist, have a perspective on what establishing that difference in that space has meant to you.
It has meant so much to me. I just had someone this past weekend tell me how much it meant to him to see that in that space, because he's grown up here. He didn't know if he would ever see that in his lifetime. So for him to see that in that space and to recognize that that story is our American story was really refreshing to him. And just for me, like every time I walk in the space and walk right outside of it and say, this is our story.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us, for your warmth and candor. It's a pleasure always.
Thank you.
You can see Stephen Towns, Rumination and the Reckoning, on view at the Baltimore Museum of Art through September 2nd. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.